Tell my from Tzvi's friends this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Rosh Yichri, Nachgiz Vatchan Tzvi, B'chol Nidlub Me'lea. And Mar says to Rabbi Shmuel, Lilin Shmasa, Rabbi Shmuel Pinchot from Yaakov Tzvi, Rabbi Zanzi Shmuel Yosef, Rabbi Chanat Gunnar Asad 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 That the Lufuna says that Mashbiyim also, in other words, that you give a person, make a person take a shvua if he's a shomer, and he doesn't want to take a shvua as a shomer, that the object was stolen or lost, he doesn't want to take a shvua as a shomer, he's willing to pay, but nevertheless, he still has to take a shvua shein of l'shu, so he still has to take a shvua that the item is no longer in his possession. Why don't we say if he's choshed on mamen? Meaning he's choshed that he's holding on to the object and therefore he has to take a shua that it's ain't real shusai. How can we trust his shua? He's choshed on the mom and he took the object for himself. So if you're choshed on the mom, you're choshed on the shua. So answers the Gemara, no, it's a nami, where you vomit, make koyevna. Really, he's not choshed on the mom. Because he's moira hit the last one, he rationalizes to himself and he says, yeah, I'm paying. So since he's paying, he thinks he's beseder. If he thinks he's beseder, he's not choshed on the shua. I'm going to rach him, he did to the ravina, welcome our lad, he's still over on the sachmo. Even if he's paying, so he should be choshed, he's choshed al shvu also. And for the Gemara, lo yisachmo, it should be loy mashmalu, loy bnei mashmalu. People only think that lo yisachmo is if you don't pay. But if you pay, you're not over on lo yisachmo. So since people don't think that you're over on lo yisachmo, when you pay, and meila, they're not choshed al mom, they're not choshed al mom, they're not choshed al shvu. And therefore, we believe them to take a shvu, she'ena bir shusoy. Because they're not considered choshed al mom, and because they think they're not over on lo yisachmo because they're paying. All right, they're mishalim. They don't want to take the regular shuas. They're paying. They're paying. They don't think they're orphanists. They don't think they're orphanists. No, they're not choshed al shuah. Ad kan midivrei asugya. Tosis in the Sechah Sanhedrin and the Chofei Amubei Zibra Masal Meikoro asks that what we see in the sugya of the other Gabi Psuli Eidus, people are posted to Eidus Machmas Aveiro, Tano Yisifu Aleim HaGazlonim VaChamsonim. The rabbis add on Gazlonim and Chamsonim. Chamsonim are people taking things by force. Chamsonim may call separate meko yoif. Because the Chamsonim originally, the rabbis thought that since the meko yoif, since they're paying, and I query ba'alma, it only happens occasionally. So well, they're not going to pass with them later because they're paying, it only happens occasionally. Kevin the chazu kochatvi gozul bu'abona. So the Gemara says, but since the rabbis saw that they're constantly doing it, constantly snatching things and paying for it, so the rabbis made it zero and they passed with these Chamsonim leidus. Fractosis in Torah of the cover a lot of the Sachmo, they should be possible to Isa. Because they're over on the land of the Sachmo, even though they pay. I mean, the rabbis pass to them. They should be possible to Isa because they're over on the Sachmo, even though they paid. And for Tosis, Zon Lassach on Mashim, the beloved May Yoiv. Mashim, the Lord Yoiv May. Yoiv May, like a lot of the Sachmo, the Chimut Kla. Lo Sachmo seems to mean that only if you don't pay. But if you do pay, there's no losachmod. These people can't be over in the doraisa losachmod because there is no losachmod because they're paying, and therefore they're not going to be possible to use doraisa. Fractosis in time of Armin and Pelikan, but Mitzia losachmod lishid lo me mashmalu mashmalu lishid dafku de mishamerkach. Avol in time losachmod afil diyev me. Fractosis look at our sugi above Mitzia, the family base that people think. Lo sachmud is if you don't pay. Mashma. Lo sachmud is even if you do pay. People only think it's dafka if you don't pay, you're over on lo sachmud for the item. But the reality is, the objective reality is you're over on lo sachmud even if you do pay. They're making a mistake. If Azoi, these chamsonim are over on lo sachmud, and they should be possible to eat this doraisa. So Tosis gives two terutzim. The first terutz, they say that, that when it says in the Gemara Mashmalu, it's Amos. They're right. You're only over on the Losachmud if you don't pay. But if you do pay, you're not over on the Losachmud. And therefore, these people aren't being over on the Doraisa Tosis. Another terrace. Ayin Shem Divrei Tosis. So the Tumim in Simon Lamedal, Asif Kot and Beis, doesn't understand the Kashi of Tosis from our Sugya. Even if Losachmud is that. People think that it's you don't pay, but if that if you don't pay your Ormanos Achmud, if you do pay your not Ormanos Achmud, that should be enough for us. You shouldn't pass on Leidus, even if they're wrong. Even if they're wrong, you shouldn't pass on them Leidus because they don't think they're being over on Los Achmud. What was Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is, let's pass them because the reality, the objective reality is that a person is over on Los Achmud if he pays. So these Chamson are over on Los Achmud. Yeah, but it doesn't matter what you really are. They think that you're not over. Since they think you're not over on Los Achmud if you pay, we should pass on Leidus. Just like in our Sugya. We have we say that they're not choshed al shvuah because they think they're not being over on Los Achmud when they pay. So to be asked in Sanhedrin, they think they're not being over on Los Achmud when they pay. So Mimele, they're not pasul leidus. So what's the discussion? We should pass on leidus because the libur d'emes, the objective reality is they are over on Los Achmud even if they pay. These chamson are over on Los Achmud and Mimele they're coveting and they're over on Isidor Eisa and Mimele we should pass on them leidus. No. As long as they don't think they're being over on Los Achmud, they're not Pasaleibus. And they don't think they're being over on Los Achmud, so the Kasha doesn't even get off the ground. What does Tosfos mean when they say, oh, people, the Mashmos of the Gemara Bava Metzia is that people think that Los Achmud is if you don't pay. But they're wrong, because Los Achmud is even if you do pay. No matter, these people are doing a deraisa, and they should be Pasaleibus. Yeah, we see in the Gemara over there that as long as that's what they think, then they're cool. They're cool with the Shavuot, they should be cooler with the Eidus because they think they're not being Oibel. Hazoyet Keflekti Tumim. And we see this Lagabe Eidus Ed Ishtaribis that they're not possible even though they're over on Allah Shel Torah. If you're an Eid on Ishtar of Ribis, they're over on Allah Shel Torah. They don't think you are. So they're cool. They're not possible Eidus. Ein Shach, Lamedal Tezvov. Sma nun beis aleph. They don't think you're over in the Torah. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Gavim aleph beribis ktsutze. If somebody is lending with the raisa dekeribis, he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He's not pasul leidus. In other words, what matters here is the person's subjective reality. As long as they don't think they're being over an avera, it's their belief. They're not pasul leidus because we don't consider them avarian because they don't consider themselves avarian. Their self identity is not as an avarian. So maybe we can trust their eidus even though they happen to make a mistake. But you see from various places that as long as they think they're cool. Leidus, Shua. So what was Tosfos' Kasha? Ayin Sham Baruch Laner. It's also the Kasha of the Marsha. The Marsha is Teretz Dachuk, as the Nachlis Dov, says Bob Tzihem, Beis Ayin Sham. In fact, look in Tosfos' Bava Kama, 30b, Dibur Mas Chom, Bob Tzihem, Beis Amin Alfi, Mas Lushtar, Tul, Simen Lama Dalet. That also says that we're talking about the passing Eidim, witnesses and a guarantor in a loan of interest, that they're not going to be puzzled. Why? Because people don't think that you're over if you're an Eid or you're an Orif. Just like by Los Achmod. People don't think you're over if there's no money if you pay. And therefore, when a chamson pays, he doesn't think he's being over on Los Achmud, so we're not going to pass on the shul. So too, Eidim and Orev and a ribbistik alone, we're not going to pass on them. Why are we not going to pass on them? We're not going to pass on them because they don't think they're being over on an Isser of Los Simon Olav Neshech. Hare lehed yesh in Noctu, that even though there's an Isser of Los Achmud, there is an Isser of Los Achmud with money. But it doesn't matter. Because people don't think that there's an Isser. And that's all that matters. So I say, well, it's my money, I spare God, me tell us if God. But Tosfos Sanhedrin doesn't learn that way. Why not? It's against all these sources, against the Gemara. They're learning, Tosfos Sanhedrin is learning, as long as objectively a person's being over on Los Achmud, they're possible Eidus, even though they don't think they're being over on Los Achmud. In Tomar, Vakom vam rinan bepel kam de bobetzi lo sachen and she bloy me mashu mashu and she darf gut im mashu nefach. Darf go people think that you're only over on lo sachen if there's no money involved, if there's money involved you're not over. Aber lein toin, lo sachen of fil yod me, lo sachen even if you pay. So therefore we should passel these chamsan and deraisa even though they're paying. Because the reality is they're over. What are you talking about, Tosfos? As long as you don't think you're being over, you're fine. You're fine for Eidus, you're fine for Yeshua. As we saw in all the aforementioned sources. Hash of the Tumim. And similarly, as the Beis Shmuel, Eben Ezra Simon Chav Chesiv Kol Beis on the Kash of the Beis Yosef, where she mishpat Simon Lam Dalet, and the two, the Rambam, who say that a Chamsin who pays is Pasul Eidus only the Rabbonah. So frekt the Beis Yosef, what do you mean? From our sugya, it's mashma, but we see that on the Beis, that only people think that it's below Dumei. That you only over a losachma if you don't pay. Aval fiya emes is really a lav of losachma. So since it's really a lav of losachma, so memela yishbi apostle ladies are haisa. And so you have to reflect, there will be siyosef, the kesef mission also on ages per kibal chadal, the same person. Frekta be shmuel, I don't understand. Even if that's only what people think, but they're wrong, it doesn't matter. We don't pass on somebody ladies as long as he doesn't think he's being over an avela. And these chamsan don't think they're being over an avera, so why should we pass them to Eisa? What's the basis of this problem? Ein sham, ein mashkas birke yosef b'simen lamed dal tzivkot chof alef. Yosef tom sham abe shmuel v'alechem mishna eidus perek yud uv'merkev esam mishna sham ve'atumim b'simen lamed dal tzivkot yud gimel. And what the basis of Yosef? In the case of mishna, how they answer the kasha. Again, their kasha was on the tool. The tool says you're a chamsan who pays. It's possible it's only the Rabbonon. And from our sugya, it's mashma, that if you pay, you're over an Isur Doi Raisa of Loi Sachmoi. So paying shouldn't help. That's the basis of Kashi. So why is it only the Rabbonon? It should be Doi Raisa. So answer the basis Yosef. The loy akle inshi hochi mashma el shekemo emes. Like Tosis answered in Sanhedrin in the first teretz. It's not that people think if you pay you're not over on los achmud. That's the reality. If you pay, you're not over on los achmud. V'tamu me'oid. So these achronim, v'shmuel, v'mishnem, v'kevz ha'mishnem, tumim. They all are in wonder. It's lehedia netur and simin shim nun tes. That you're over on Lo Sachmod. Gam bi yoif me. Even if you pay, you're over on Lo Sachmod. Because Yosef wanted to answer. The people are right. Kenu emes. That you're only over if you don't pay. But if you do pay, if you pay, you're not over on Lo Sachmod. If you forcibly take an item but you pay for it, you're not over on Lo Sachmod. But the two paskins is not like that. The two paskins, you're over on Lo Sachmod even if you pay. Lehedya b'divrei Rambam, Gzeila 1:9. That you have this lab even if you pay. Ve'chasvu abeis Yosef ve'oisay odom akesef mishne b'das atur ve'Rambam emidabrim. Emidabrim b'das atur. Who medaber? Abeis Yosef medaber b'das atur ve'Rambam. That you're only over if you don't pay, but if you do pay, you're not over on the sachma. We see the excuse, I'm sorry, excuse my, obviously we're not having irreverence and disrespect for the high and holy Moran Yisrael and Moran Shal Kol Yisrael Abis Yosef. But Mefurash B'Tur B'Rambam Shafilu Adam Mishalem Kesef Hu Lo Over Shafilu Adam Mishalem Kesef Hu Over. As Ech Chosef Abis Yosef. That's not true. That if you pay, you're not over. No, if you pay, you are over. We see in the Torah in the Rambam. Pilei, pilei, plot. Ubi yosel yesh l'tmoy, noch akasha. The Torah himself in Siman Lama Dalet writes, l'gabe psul eidin v'orev b'mal v'bribis, l'gabe pasling, witnesses, and a guarantor in a loan of interest, the Yishlom and the Ksheirim Kedamrin and Be'alma Reisach Modin Shibloy Bmei Mashmalu. That we can say that they are kosher le'edus, like we, because we say that is because people think that Lo Sachmod is only without money, but with money there's Lo Sachmod, there's no Lo Sachmod. So memela, legabe psul, aiden v'ariv malvir, so you can also machshir them. We be machshir them because they don't think they're being over nisir. As I am befurash, b'divrei atur, be'oto siman atzmo. That there's an issue of lo sachmer even if you pay. Again, what is the Torah saying over here? The Torah is saying in this Siman Lama Dalet, the Beis Yosef is in Siman Lama Dalet. The Beis Yosef in Siman Lama Dalet says b'das atur that the emes, if you pay, you're not over in lo sachmer. And the Torah itself says in Siman Lama Dalet that if you pay, you are over in lo sachmer. Just like Eid and Olive are over in Malvin Ribis, they're over at the rice. It doesn't matter because they don't think you're over. So too, like Los Achmod. You don't think you're being over on Los Achmod. And that's enough when you pay. That's enough, not to pass you latest. But the reality is that even if you pay, you're over on Los Achmod. And the Beis Yosef says, in that simon, in the Bidas Tur, that if you pay, you're not over on Los Achmod. The truth is if you pay, you are over on Los Achmod. וכן תמו הבי שמוע והתומים על מה שכוסף עצמה בסימן למדל לציף קודם למדבייס כאשר on the safer מאיר הסיניים in 34-32 נכון שמשפט שהחמסונים אינם נפסולים לעיד וסמן התוירו why not? Why are חמסונים not possible לעיד וסמן התוירו? Because לא סחמו בלו ידמיהו וכן הוא האמס because לא סחמו only applies if you don't pay. That's what Los Achmo means. The implication is you're not paying. But if you're paying, you're not over in Los Achmo. V'arei hu atzmo katab b'shid nun teh siv kod yudalit sh'af mi sh'lo sa se gam b'yov ne mekom en of salatis min atoyra kem d'loi Los Achmo din shi b'lod me mashmalu. Omi omai. The self-same smart writes that in fact, in Shimon Tess, that there is a lo sachmo, even if you pay, but they're not possible to smen atoyra because people don't think that you're over. So we have a steal in the sma. In one place he says that if you pay, you're not over in lo sachmo, that's Simon Lamed Aleph. And then in Simon Shimon Tess, he says that if you pay, you are over in lo sachmo. In Lamed Aleph, if you pay, he holds you're not over in lo sachmo. And in Shin and Tess, if you pay, you are over on Los Achmod. But you're still not Pasul Leidus because you don't think you're over on Los Achmod, but you are. So the Achronim leave this mad with the Sarachim, ulechol achin matmihim advarim, vekvar tama b'ze amarit b'resh perekam edikidushin, in his chidushim an arif, Ayn Sham. Sweet friends, this is the first leg on this incredible tour de force, this incredible journey into the pathways of Los Achmod. This is going to be super exciting, super gishmak. Aval b'tnai echad, shetisher imanu. Zeh ma sheni mevakesh. Ani mevakesh, zeh... I want to be a chamsin. With Tamei, without Tamei, there's no coercion. Ain't on ace. Kikain yasad melech. But I hope you'll stick with me. And Amir Tzashem, we are going to take in the next shir. We also will start with a number of kashes. And then we're going to Amir Tzashem have a mahalach. Halfly, my fellow, it's going to be so super gishmak, Rabbi Isai. So please stick with me. I thank you so, so much for listening to this shir. Really, really appreciate it. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue. Thank you so much, sweetest and most beloved friends.